She was here with us from our early service as well and met some other folks of the church family. But obviously it'd be good just to remind some of us who perhaps don't know much about, you know, what you've been doing and everything else. So tell us, first of all, how long have you been in South Sudan?
I've been in South Sudan 16 years.
16 years, okay. And there's obviously a story to that and so forth. Do you want to tell us a bit about that?
Yes, I was a vicar down on Victoria Dock, actually, when I felt God was calling me overseas. And CMS wanted to send me to South Sudan. And so in 1998, I went out to South Sudan and started work as a manager for the program of TEE, Theological Education by Extension. It nearly died, that program, and I'd been put in basically to bring it back to life again. So I had 11 years working as a TEE manager, taking training from the colleges to the people where they are, and had about 1,500 students, something like that.
So this was sort of helping and encouraging Christians in different parts of the area who not had much encouragement really before to understand the Bible and to be able to be
useful in service.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, okay. And what did you do after that?
2009, I became the diocesan coordinator for discipleship and training. So discipleship was helping people to grow in their faith, to walk with Jesus, to serve God. And then the training aspect was training clergy, training lay people, all sorts of different trainings, really, to try and upgrade people and help them to have more skills to serve God.
Now, most recently, you've been working with the Chimer Christian Institute.
That's right, yes. I finished my MA degree, which I was doing through distance learning. I finished that in 2012. The day I finished, the bishop called me to his office and said, "Tricia, I want to make you principal of Chimer Christian Institute." And my heart fell because I knew the place was nearly dead. They only had about 12 students. They were dropping off their studies. The college had no money. Tutors were not getting paid. Really, it should have been closed. And Bishop said, "I'm putting you in there to bring it back to life." And I thought, wow, that I'm being thrown in at the deep end. I have no training to do that. Where do I start?
Now, you've got some slides, I think, to tell us a bit about that.
Yes, I have, yes.
Shall we have a look at some of those?
Okay. Right, that's the entrance to the college. The buildings were built in two phases in 2004 and 2010. You can see all the green grass around. It was a very fertile area. This is one of the classes. This is actually the agriculture class. We do a four-month course in agriculture. This is one of the other lessons. Christian ethics was one of the things that I was teaching. When I started, as I said, I had about 12 students. Now there's about 100 in the college, something like this. And two groups joined together for Christian ethics. So that's the group I was teaching there. This is the deputy principal, Reverend Ellie. These are some of the tutors that I was working with. Two of them are from Uganda, and the others are all South Sudanese. This is a computer class. One of the things I wanted to do was to upgrade the college, improve the facilities, start extra courses and so on like this. We now have a state-of-the-art computer lab, as far as South Sudan is concerned anyway. People are saying it's the best one in South Sudan. And there have been generous people over here who have helped us get new computers, get a projector and all sorts of things like that. So that's the computer lab as it is at the moment. Bringing more and more women in the college is one of my aims. Through the Mothers' Union and through others, we contacted many women. They had much less education than the men, so it was quite difficult, particularly when the courses were in English. Many of the women needed to go through the English course before they could do computer or agriculture or any of the other courses. So this is one of the ladies in the computer class. The lady in pink that you can see there is Lynn. She's a short-term CMS mission partner, and she's just gone back for another year. She teaches English. So I had great fun working with Lynn while I was out there. This is the library. It's not very conducive to study. It's a very small classroom. And one of the things that's going to happen to the institute is it's going to be upgraded to university. That's one of the things I was able to put into action. And we need a much, much bigger library with computers and better facilities and so on like that. So that's one of the challenges they will face in the future, raising money for a new library. This is a student chairman who was absolutely brilliant. He had the ear of the students and he used to come and say, "Tricia, have you thought about this? Have you thought about that?" And many new initiatives in the college came from the students who had a voice and many suggestions to make. This is one of the student meetings that we had. This is the student football team. It was only formed just before I left. They played their very first match ever against the National Health Training Institute in Maridi, and I thought they're going to get absolutely thrashed because the other team was really good. But we won 2-0. So that was great just before I left. Agriculture is very important in the area. As a result of Food for Families, the year before last, many of my churches were raising money so we could have a large agricultural project to provide food for staff and students. So this is some of the maize which was growing at the time. The harvest which they've been reaping while I've been back over here has been absolutely huge. So that was money well used from the churches, and now the staff and students have food to help them for a good part of this year. This is some of the students on the agriculture course doing their practical work. Renovating the buildings was something which was very important. I wanted to leave everything in good order when I left in November, so we did a lot of work on the buildings, including putting up gutters and a water tank so they can get easier access to water. Shortage of classrooms with all the new courses that we started. The staff room had to be used as a classroom. This is the library which has been used as a classroom, and we even had one class under the mango trees. So that was quite a challenge, lack of classrooms. Typical student houses made of mud with grass on the roof. We had about 50 of these in very, very poor repair, so I've gradually been raising money so we can put these back into good condition again so that students can live in them. I think we've done about 25 of the huts so far for student accommodation. These are the members of the board from Meridi and beyond, and they were a great support, and we were a great think tank together as we were praying and saying, well, how does God want this college to move forward? This is a group of students, and you can see me in the middle there amongst them somewhere. So that's about half of the students in the college are in that photo. I love this photo because this was a young lady who'd hardly done anything at school. I met her and I thought she's got tremendous potential. And she's a young lady who we put through the English class. She did level one and level two in the English class. And then she went into the computer class, did the computer course, and now she's on business administration. And her smile is really saying, thank you for giving me education, which is giving me hope in life. That's just me standing by the notice board at the college. And then 5 days after I left in November, a new principal, Reverend Martin, has been appointed. A bit like me, he has no experience in running a college at all. He's trusting God as I had to do. So he needs our prayers that the college will continue to move forward and develop and one day be upgraded to a university. So do pray for Martin. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Well, Trish is going to share with us a little bit more in a few minutes. But before that, I know that we have just something to give to Tricia, which some of the children have got, I think.
Beautiful, thank you so much. That is really lovely. Thank you. Look at this. That is going to look lovely at home.
I think the thought was that you could take that with you wherever you go as well.
That's really lovely. Yeah, the Sunday school have been absolutely great. I've had letters and pictures and all sorts of things from them. You know, if you saw my house in Meridi, the walls were covered with things from the Sunday school. So thank you. Well done, all of you. That's lovely. Thank you.
Well, we're now going to turn to prayer, and John Pickering is going to come to lead us.